on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
As we celebrate Africa Day today, the National Council of Provinces believes South Africa has come a long way.
In terms of economic development, in terms of our freedom from the bonds of apartheid.
Deputy Chair Les Govender says South Africa being the first country on the continent to hold the G20 presidency is evidence of the progress we've made. He says government doesn't take the responsibility of the presidency lightly. Govender says they plan to promote Africa and leverage international countries to invest on the continent.
It is a tremendous responsibility, at the same time a huge boost for the African continent. One of the stumbling blocks across Africa is unemployment and poverty. And if we can leverage international foreign aid into the continent, it will definitely ease the issue of unemployment.
Meanwhile, Workers' Union Kiwusa has called for greater unity against dictatorships on the continent. The union's Mametlo Sebe believes they hinder Africa's progress.
These forces use Africa Day as most cane to hide their service to imperialism. Meanwhile, the real spirit of African unity lives in us. Workers united in trade unions organizing across nationalities and their linkages across borders and fighting together to resist exploitation and the divide and rule of the capitalists.
ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa says the renewal processes enforced on the party in KZN have shown promise. He made the comments at the funeral of ANC Women's League Deputy President Lungi Mgaga-Gabashe in Durban yesterday. The ANC reconfigured its leadership in the province after suffering a huge blow at last year's polls. Ramaphosa says the party in KZN is now on the right path, adding that the late Mgaga-Gabashe spoke to him about it.
She told me that she had great hopes for the renewal and the resurgence of the ANC in KZN, as she believed that the ANC was being given a new lease of life by our people. And as a perceptive leader, her analysis gave me confidence in the work that is being done.
Mgaga-Gabashe passed away at the age of 64 last week. And further afield, dozens of people have died in two suspected attacks by armed gangs in northeast Nigeria. Officials say they occurred in the Karim Lamido district yesterday. Locals in the Munga and Magani villages say the death toll is nearly 30. And three officials have been arrested over the failed launch of a new warship in North Korea. The country's leader, Kim Jong-un, was attending when the accident happened and described it as criminal. Among those arrested is the chief engineer of the shipyard. The top story this hour, as we celebrate Africa Day today, the National Council of Provinces believes we've come a long way. Deputy Chair Les Govender says South Africa, being the first country on the continent to hold the G20 presidency, is evidence of the progress we've made. Find more news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the News and Traffic tab. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.